Welcome back. 537, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Monday afternoon, April 29th, it's time to talk about the Washington Redskins. Well, it is, sort of. Okay. 2013 draft took place over the weekend. And joining me now, Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I feel as though I should be talking about the Washington Nationals, and some of the other news of the day. But Redskins, it's a year-round thing for people.
Yeah, it's always football season in D.C.
That's exactly right, and I'm with you. I'm with you on that. All right, so I saw the story, Redskins 2013 draft needs filled without urgency. That's a first as far as I can see. What a change of pace.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's a real... testament, a real result, just the talent that Mike Shanahan and the scouting staff at Redskins Park already have assembled in his 3 years here. They didn't need to go out and draft somebody that couldn't come play right away. They didn't need an impact player immediately. Now, of course, they didn't have a first-round pick because Robert Griffin cost them that in the trade last year. So if they had gotten somebody in the first round, that would have been an impact pick. But the Redskins did a good job of building depth at some positions they really needed to address, talking about the secondary in particular. And overall, they're still very well positioned to compete for another division title next season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, so many starters coming back. I guess it gave him a little more flexibility, as Barack Obama likes to say.
And Mike Shanahan used that word as well. Yeah, flexibility, especially in the secondary, because the second-round pick, cornerback David Amerson from North Carolina State, the Redskins have another player they can put on the outside at cornerback. They can move D'Angelo Hall and Josh Wilson inside to play the slot if they want to. They've drafted two free safeties, Philip Thomas from Fresno State in the fourth round, Bakari Rambo, that's a name for you, in the sixth round out of Georgia. And those free safeties might be able to let the Redskins do some different things with their corners underneath. And so Shanahan was really happy with the flexibility that these draft picks will give him, particularly in the secondary, where we know they struggled last year. Remember, they were 23rd in the NFL in yards surrendered per pass, 30th overall out of 32 teams. And so they really needed some depth there, and they got it.
Yeah. This guy, David Amerson, the first thing I heard about him was he makes a lot of great plays, but he's also caught out of place a lot.
Right. He's sort of a boom or bust pick. It's what you hear from a lot of people that are familiar with his play. In 2011, when he was a sophomore at North Carolina State, he led the NCAA in interceptions with 13. That's the second most all-time in Division I. Last year, even Amerson admitted he gave up too many big plays, probably too focused on interceptions. He was caught looking in the wrong place, trying to guess when teams were going to throw a certain pass, gave up too many big plays. I was personally impressed by some of the awareness he had of what caused those mistakes. He was very open about the lack of discipline he played with. Seems very open to coaching. And in asking Mike Shanahan about that, he said, "We're not worried about that. We're going to coach him the way we're going to, the way we want to coach him, the way we want him to play." So Shanahan believes that his staff can get Amerson back to basics, which is what Amerson said he needed to do. I think having a coachable player is really important in that regard.
Mm-hmm. All right, Florida tight end Jordan Reed. What do you know about him? He's a former quarterback, right?
Right. He started Florida's bowl game three Januaries ago at quarterback, which is sort of crazy. Now he's a 6'2", 236-pound tight end, but because he played quarterback, it gives you an idea of what type of athlete he is, and that's why the Redskins drafted him, is to be another weapon in that passing game. And now the Redskins are positioned with Fred Davis and this Jordan Reed to line up two tight ends as pass catchers if they want to go with receivers. I think they can get really creative using Jordan Reed out of the backfield. He's not known as a good blocker, so it's one shortcoming in his game they'll have to work on. Part of that probably stems from inexperience at the position. He probably also needs to get a little bit bigger, and it'll be interesting to see if the Redskins want him to put on weight because he runs very well. Shanahan likes how he makes people miss in the secondary when he has the ball in his hands, and I think it's another weapon for an offense that already is very, very good.
Mm-hmm. This kid you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Bakari Rambo from Georgia, it appears that his biggest problem is himself. He's evidently gotten himself into trouble in the past smoking weed.
Yeah, and in fact, he says that the way that happened wasn't smoking weed. It was hot brownies that he did not realize were laced.
Okay.
So, you can believe the story if you want to, but the bottom line is that he says it was a selfish decision on his part. And obviously you have a lot at stake when you're an NFL player. I mean, it's the fame, it's the money, it's the professional success. But the Redskins only used the sixth-round pick on him. And when you wait that long to draft a guy like this, the Redskins really aren't risking very much. And so Rambo at Georgia 2 years ago, when he played a full season, was second in the in NCAA in interceptions with 8, second only to David Amerson, the cornerback they drafted 4 rounds earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Redskins now have these ball-hawking, you know, interception turnover machines in the secondary and didn't really have to risk a lot for Rambo. And of course, you know, as a rookie, Shanahan will put it to Rambo and basically make it clear that he's got to, you know, stay clean or he won't have a job.
Yeah. You mentioned, who is it, Philip Thomas, Fresno
right.
State safety. What do you know about him?
So he's a fourth-round pick and was a consensus All-American last year. I found it really hard to believe that a consensus All-American could slip to the fourth round, and that means he was voted first-team All-American by the 5 different publications that put it out. All
wow.
5 voted him as a first-team All-American. He had 8 interceptions, which led the NCAA. He is not he's not super athletic. He's not a guy that has great range, but apparently he's got very good instincts. He can tackle. And because the Redskins don't really have another true first-string front-line free safety on the roster, it's possible he could come in and play right away.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Shanahan said that last year Fresno State changed their defense and started running some things, coincidentally, that the Redskins run. And so Thomas is already acclimated to some of their defensive concepts, and that should help him transition to the NFL and probably get on the field sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else to speak of?
Well, it's interesting that the Redskins took a couple of injured players on day 3. In the 5th round, they drafted 2 Florida State players. A running back, Chris Thompson, who is a 5'7 spark plug, you know, very fast, explosive runner, and a defensive end, who they're going to change to linebacker. His name's Brandon Jenkins. Both of these guys probably would have gone higher in the draft if it weren't for some injury problems. And, you know, with Thompson, he fractured 2 thoracic vertebrae in 2011 and then blew out his knee last year. He might not be ready until training camp. He hopes to be ready then. But if he's healthy, he's the type of player that could really complement the option with RG3 back there and really add some speed out of that option. Jenkins is a speed rusher as well, and so it's interesting that the Redskins felt inclined to take some chances on these injury guys because if they work out and they end up being healthy, they might have gotten them at great value. And I think it goes back to this idea that we talked about at the top of the segment, that the Redskins can afford to take some chances, you know, some really shoot high, aim high on some of these guys because they already have talent on the roster.
Mm-hmm. All right, one final thing. Tim Tebow out as a New York Jet. It didn't take long until I saw a story a few minutes later that could the Redskins use Tim Tebow?
They can't use him at quarterback. They already have athletes there. They're already set at quarterback. And I know that the reasons that a lot of people in the NFL don't believe Tim Tebow can play quarterback or succeed at quarterback, but those opinions are shared by people in the Redskins organization. They have a big problem with his footwork and his mechanics, things like that. So Tebow would never come here as a quarterback. The question would be whether he came as a tight end or an H-back type of player. The Redskins just drafted one in the 3rd round the other day.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you consider all that. There's not really room for Tebow on the roster. And then, of course, the headache that would come with all this media attention that we've seen all day today is just really annoying.
Yeah.
You know, the Jets cut their 5th-string quarterback, and it led SportsCenter all morning. It's just not something that I think the Redskins are going to get invested in.
You see him popping up anywhere?
No, it just takes one coach to try to take a chance on him. But at this point, you know, for all the reasons I just stated, it's very hard to see him fitting.
Yeah.
You know, to me, even when you look at the Jets, they go after him as almost, I hate to cheapen the move by saying it's a publicity stunt, but that's almost what it would be at this point. I mean,
yeah.
It would be an owner trying to create some attention, because I just don't see him fitting in a lot of places.
Yeah. All right, my friend, thanks for all your help on the draft, and it won't be too long before we're talking about the preseason for the Washington Redskins. Always great to have you on the program. Thanks, Rich.
Hey, listen, the rookies are reporting on Friday. They got a 3-day camp over the weekend. We're getting started.
All right. Well, I may have to talk to you about that.
All right. I'm always here.
See you later. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. You can check out his story in today's Washington Times. Redskins 2013 draft needs filled without urgency. And, yes, that is rather strange. 548, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.